WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 44 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. For more than a year, College Station City staff and consultants have been meeting with Welburn community residents. This has been part of developing the formerly unincorporated community that was annexed under opposition almost 2 years ago. Mayor Nancy Berry attended a recent neighborhood meeting.
A number of the people that had been in front of City Council and arguing were there and were very enthusiastic.
So, oh, wonderful.
Yeah,
okay.
I thought it was a very positive move, and so we're moving in that direction.
One of the options is building retail businesses along Live Oak Street, which runs parallel to Welburn Road.
They were saying that could be, you know, a little town center where they could have a coffee shop or a little ice cream parlor or something, and that, you know, if they didn't want anything more than two stories, then that's the way the zoning would go. So it was an opportunity for them to create what they wanted to see in Welburn.
Another idea is signage along Welburn Road using railroad ties to welcome motorists to the neighborhood. This week's local weather forecast couldn't be better to catch some rare comet watching. Don Corona at the A&M Observatory says look for the Pan-STARRS comet under the crescent moon as the sun sets below the horizon.
You should definitely be prepared. In other words, go out before the sun sets, and then right after the sun dips below the horizon, then get your binoculars out and start looking for the crescent moon, because it's coming off a new moon, and that'll give you a good marker to sort of where to spot the comet. Tonight, you should be able to see it fine right after the sun sets, but you definitely need an unobstructed view of the west.
Corona says there is a 30-minute window to see the comet each evening this week, with tonight being the best night. And $2 billion from the state's Rainy Day Fund could be applied to increasing water supplies. State Representative Kyle Cassell of rural College Station says the Brazos River Authority needs $20 to $30 million for projects in his district.
I met with the BRA, and we started talking about some projects and how we can get those funded, especially these small communities that are having water issues, and primarily Marlin, Bremont, Cossey, Grosbeck. So with a possibility of a project right there in the middle of those three counties to serve, you know, five to six small communities, those are going to be high priority.
Cassell says money also has to be found to take care of growing wastewater treatment and disposal needs. A Houston-based company with a location in College Station is the subject of the latest settlement with the Texas Attorney General's office. Tom Kelly with the AG's office says dark tan salons can no longer advertise that their tanning beds can help prevent cancer.
Add vitamin D to the body and perhaps reduce the risk of cancer. Those kind of claims are not allowable under the law in Texas or maybe most states.
Kelly says the FDA would have to agree with those health benefits, and they haven't.
And there's a price to be paid if you're going to go out and make false advertising claims like this.
Dark Tan must pay nearly $142,000 to resolve those advertising claims. And anti-toll road activists will be pushing lawmakers today to drop plans for tax increases and especially drop plans for toll roads. Terry Hall of Texans Uniting for Reform and Freedom says the proposals now in the legislature are crazy and would tax people out of their cars.
In fact, one bill would raise your gas tax 10 cents a gallon and double your vehicle registration fee.
She says the proposal on the table would provide $3 billion for roads today by using the vehicle sales tax money, the existing tax Texans already pay any time they buy a new or used vehicle, for roads, as was intended, instead of for general revenue. She suspects the long-term goal is for lawmakers to tell citizens that there's no money available, so they'll have to accept toll roads. WTAW News Time is 8:09. It's 44 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We all enjoy good old-fashioned customer service. Pioneer Steel understands this. And when you walk into their door, you're not just the next customer. You're an established relationship that extends much beyond that. Family owned and operated since 1943, Pioneer continues to serve its friends and customers with premium quality products and highly personalized service. For your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs, trust Pioneer Steel to get the most out of your investment. Call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com.
Sir, we're out of ink again.
What? We can't go over budget again.
We don't need to pay more to print when we can call Cartridge World.
And now for the entire month of March, you can save even more at Cartridge World. 50% more. First, go like Cartridge World on Facebook, then click on the offer tab. Cartridge World will send you an email for 50% off your next purchase of printer, ink, or toner. That's 50% off just by clicking Cartridge World's Facebook offer tab.
Cartridge World. Why pay more to print? In the Brian Tejas Center. Call 823-4800. Like us on Facebook.
8:11, let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
We have high pressure in control of our weather this morning. Looks like several nice days shaping up for the region. Sunshine and turning comfortable as the day goes on. Highs will reach 70. It'll be clear tonight. Lows will be 45 to 50. We have more sun in the forecast for tomorrow. Highs near 70. Clear tomorrow night with a low anywhere from 45 to 50 degrees. Mostly sunny and breezy for Thursday. Highs 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620. WTAW.
It's 8:12. Oh, guess what? The Michael Bloomberg's drink thing has basically been knocked down. It's supposed to go into effect today.
Yeah, the court said, no.
Say not going to do that.
Well, they're still arguing about it.
Yeah, but here's the deal. In the ruling, New York Supreme Court Judge Milton Tingling, that's his name, Tingling, said the ban would be impossible to fairly and effectively enforce. The office, the mayor's office, stunned by the ruling and immediately promised to appeal the decision. The judge's decision comes as a result of a challenge from really several groups, including the American Beverage Association.
I just can't believe the people of New York are putting up with being told what size of drink they can buy.
You know, once again,
New
Yorkers of all
people. They don't strike me as submissive people.
No, you're right. That's true. While the American Beverage Association is lobbying on behalf of large companies like Coca-Cola and Pepsi and Cadbury Schweppes, usually only spends a little over $1 million a year, a lot more than that now. And the soda lobby was able to fight off soda taxes in multiple states around 2010. The citywide ban set to kick in today would have prohibited venues from mobile food carts to restaurants from selling sugar-laden drinks any bigger than 16 ounces. The average American, by the way, drinks around 44 gallons of soda per year. 15 years ago, it was 58 gallons, so we've cut down. Are your headphones not working? Is there a problem with your headphones? They're not working at all?
No.
Well, that's just... Try them now. Let's see that. See if that works any better. I don't know. Plug that in. It's just... You know, again, we've got some new headphones ordered. Ben has said new headphones are on the way. Can you hear? No? Try that plug around the corner. Or we may have to just get you some new headphones. We'll see. We're making Julie wander all over. She says, it's just radio. It's not that big a deal, right?
Is the headphone knob turned down?
Yeah, no, the headphone knob is turned up. No? Can you hear there? Hello? 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 Hello?
Barely out of one ear.
All right, how about now? Is that better? How about now? How about now? Is that better? Nah.
A little bit.
No.
It's like an old Verizon commercial. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I know. I know. And how is yours okay?
Oh, yeah, I can hear just fine.
Okay, I'll turn that down like that. Okay. All right, then that's okay. Then you'll have to play Jethro trivia kind of in the silence of the room or something like that.
That's fine.
Okay, it's and Julie's she's a pro. She can do that.
I
all right.
Can roll with it.
I can. Okay, so here we go. It's time for Jethro trivia. It's our oddly informative little news quiz that asks a simple question about pop culture, recent current events. It's fun to play. It's easy to win. Today our topic is collectibles. Collectibles. So here's our Jethro question. A Florida, and here's what we'll do, is Kat, you'll answer first, and then Kevin, and Julie, we'll let you answer last, actually. We'll let you know what each person's guess is,
okay,
in case that's anything that you want. But you kind of seem like a person who's going to strike off on your own no matter what other people
absolutely.
Say, right? All right. So a Florida man has filled his home with more than 2,000 what? Is it A, Barbie dolls, B, snakes, C, pot plants, or D, guns? A Florida man has filled his home with more than 2,000 what? A, Barbie dolls, B, snakes, C, pot plants.
Not the same.
There's a difference. And D, guns. Okay, Kat.
Wow, that is a hard choice.
I know it is, isn't it?
I might go with snakes just for fun.
Snakes for fun. Okay, that's snakes for 100. Okay, Kevin?
And it is Florida, yes?
It is.
I'm going to go with Mary Jane.
All right, marijuana. Okay, well, that's fine. All right, Leah, what do you say?
I hope it's not Barbie dolls. But I'm going to go with snakes as well.
Snakes,
for some reason,
oh,
I think
sounds
it's 'cause Florida.
Fun, doesn't it? Okay, Julie.
Okay, I'm going to go with the weirdo answer, and I'm going to say Barbie dolls.
All right, it's our winner for today is Barbie dolls.
Oh,
that's so disturbing.
1977, Stanley the Barbie Man has collected everything and anything related to the iconic doll and has amassed a staggering collection of more than 2,000 Barbies.
How did I know?
How old is Stanley the Barbie Man?
Doesn't say how old he is. It just says he started in 1997.
And
of course, the quote that we have here from him, wouldn't you expect, Barbie's not just for little girls. Okay.
Creepy!
Cats aren't small dogs.
Says it's for everybody who enjoys quality. He still goes to Barbie conventions and garage sales.
He looks kind of like Elvis.
Oh, did you go look for him?
I just pulled up a picture, and he's kind of pale with dark hair and a big pink coat.
That's sad. He bought one Barbie at a garage sale for $4, and he was hooked. The most expensive Barbie, Pink Splendor, that cost him $975.
Wow.
He guesses his collection is worth $80,000.
He's got pink shoes on.
That's enough. It's for pink shoes. That's enough. Okay, thanks. That's pretty creepy. All right, let's go. Let's find out what's going on at the Humane Society. And Lee is here to bring us back down to some sense of normalcy.
Yeah. We don't have 2,000 of anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's spring break, so it's kind of a little more low-key. You might be looking for things to do. Come by. Visit us. Great time to maybe adopt a pet. You have a couple days at home to get it acclimated to your routine before your routine changes on next Monday when you go back to school.
But, sure.
So great opportunity. Or you can consider volunteering. It's always a great time to come in. We generally have our volunteer orientations are generally not quite as full during spring break. Along with our volunteer orientations are good for foster homes. So if it's something you've thought of, please highly consider it because we need you. Foster care numbers as far as people willing to foster are down this year, and we haven't quite hit full swing puppy and kitten season. We're putting out a couple of pregnant cats, and but that's about it. But it's just a matter of time. I say this, and every time I say it, I cringe, but because I know before we know it, it'll be more cats than dogs will know what to do with, and so on and so forth. So if you're interested in foster care or volunteering, go to our website, aggielandhumane.org, and go to the volunteering tab, and then there's some additional information under it on both of those opportunities. Now, it's it's a ways away, but we will be having Adopt-A-Thon this year on May 4th. It's going to be out at our facility. Now, we're going to have, generally, we have discounted adoptions along with the rabies vaccination clinic, microchipping, county tags, whole nine yards there with that. Great opportunity to get your animals taken care of. Obviously, have your animals on a leash or your cats in a carrier. And bring your animals by to have them taken care of. Or if you're not in the market necessarily for another animal, we are looking for volunteers for that event specifically. And we're kind of going to do a little bit more this year. We're going to try to make it a little more pet fair type, have some agility demonstrations, some search and rescue, other pet retail and pet services and businesses locally, because a lot of times they don't have places to get out at. So great opportunity to learn more about some of the rescue groups and that are local as well, and the ones that we work with and transfer to, because every breed of dog, even though you may think you don't see many of them, every breed of dog does have a breed rescue because there's someone out there that was irresponsible. So we're hopefully reaching out to all of them and going to get some out there and get some really good exposure for them as well. And let people know what everybody's doing here in the community as far as animals go. So if you're interested, again, in any of our events, go to our website, aggielandhumane.org. Again, orientation is tonight at 5:30 and tomorrow, and that's every Tuesday and Wednesday at 5:30. And come out and visit us. We're open at 11 today till 6, and we're open Saturdays 11 to 3. And again, website aggielandhumane.org, or visit us at 5359 Leonard Road.
All right. Thanks a bunch. Mm-hmm. Yep. Visit with the folks from the Humane Society on Tuesdays. And as mentioned, Julie's here this morning. Good morning. What's going on in the chamber world?
Good morning. Well, I guess it's a little bit of a quiet week for everybody, but we always have a bunch of things going on. The next thing we have going on is Chamber Day, Thursday, March 21st, and it's sponsored by Brazos County. And this is basically a day for us to go out in the community and just visit with chamber members or even non-chamber members and, speak with them about chamber membership,
just kind of tell them about what we do and, you know, thank them for being part of the business community. And it's just a really cool day. We usually have over 100 people participate with us, so we have a lot of volunteers. So that's the main thing I want to touch on for this one, is that we are still in need of volunteers. Again, really fun, easygoing day. It's we put you in groups, you know, small groups, and you have a certain kind of, you know, area of town that you are assigned to. And, yeah, you basically just get to go and visit with local businesses and talk to people and just kind of, you know, get their feelings on we have a little survey that we give them, like, where do you see the local economy going in the next year? You know, things like that. So it just gives us a better idea of what's going on in the business community, and also gives all of us an opportunity to just say hello and thank people for participating and being in the chamber. So
sure.
It's
mm-hmm.
really cool opportunity. If you'd like to help us out by volunteering that day, you can contact Kimberly at bcschamber.org or visit our website, www.bcschamber.org. And I also want to note that you don't have to commit to the full day. You can do a half day or a full day, whatever you'd like to do. So definitely a fun thing. Our next business after hours is Thursday, March 21st, from 5:30 to 7 in the evening. And this one is at Allen Honda. It's at 2450 Earl Rudder Freeway in College Station. As always, business after hours are free to attend. So if you would like to come and eat, drink, network, meet new people, do all of that, it's an excellent opportunity for that. All right, job fair. If you are searching for a job, or you are just, you know, you're thinking about finding a new job, anything like that, you can attend our job fair on Tuesday, April 16th from 1 to 5 p.m. at the Hilton College Station. It's sponsored again this year by Reynolds & Reynolds. And it's, if you would like to register a booth, if your business is hiring, you'd like to have a booth at our job fair, it's $175 for chamber members through March 18th, because that's an early bird price. And then after that, it'll go up by $25. So it'll be $200 to register a booth after March 18th. And then it's $250 for non-members to have a booth at the event. So again, you can contact me, Julie, at bcschamber.org for booth registration, or if you just need more information about the event, or you can always go to bcschamber.org for more details as well. We have a ribbon cutting this Thursday, March 14th, for Chimmies, 203 University Drive in College Station, kind of at the end of Northgate there. And that one is at 11 a.m. Our next event is, again, like I said, Chamber Day the following Thursday on March 21st, and then following up, kind of ending up our day with a business after hours at Allen Honda. So tons of stuff to participate in, as always.
That's it. And if they want some more information, what do they do?
They go to bcschamber.org or 260-5200.
All right. Thanks, Julie.
Thank you.
Yep. Visit with the folks in the chamber on Tuesdays as well. It's all brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance, serving all your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKE. RANKIN.com.
Will the market's winning streak be broken? This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The future suggests stocks may start out a little lower this morning. Investors may be ready to take a breather after pushing the Dow Jones Industrials higher for seven sessions in a row. Big retailers saw a pickup in business last week. The Council of Shopping Centers reports chain store sales were 0.7 percentage point higher than the prior week. Discount chains didn't do as well as grocery and clothing stores. The National Federation of Independent Business reported a tiny uptick in its Small Business Optimism Index. Discover Financial Services continues to diversify. The credit card lender plans to offer home equity loans. And if you're allowed to work from home, chances are your employer will not rescind the arrangement. Yahoo and Best Buy recently canceled their telecommuting policies, but a survey by Challenger Gray and Christmas suggests that will not become a trend. Among employers offering some form of telecommuting, 97% say they have no plans to eliminate it. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
In mid-sized companies, the left hand needs to know what the right hand is doing. When they do, business can take on a whole new rhythm, especially with IBM's Smart Cloud Engage Advanced. It combines communities, web meetings, and file sharing with business-grade email in one security-rich environment, making it the smarter way to collaborate. Register now for your 60-day free trial at ibm.com/engines/engage.
Progressive presents Flo's newest jam. Bundling will make you feel like the mayor of Savingsville.
Bundle your home and auto together, and you'll feel like the mayor of Savingsville. Yes, you will. A town famous for the world's biggest puppy.
Bundle your home and auto together and save. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Home insurance underwritten by Homesite Group, Boston, Mass., and other unaffiliated companies. Available in most states.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit ABCHomeAndCommercialServices.com.
The Aggie Report is next.
Texas Mutual Insurance Company salutes the coaching staff. To win, you have to make sure your team is strong at every position. We understand. As a workers' comp provider, our first responsibility is helping businesses protect their employees so they can stay on the job. So, coach, even though we're glad you're telling your team to focus on training and equipment and technique, we have to wonder, have you been reading our playbook? Come see us at TexasMutual.com.
Aggie baseball team will start a five-game homestand tonight. They'll move out onto Olsen Field at Bluebell Park for a 6:35 first pitch tonight against Houston Baptist. The Aggies have played Houston Baptist four times in their baseball history, dating back to the first game in 1967. The most recent game was last year on March the 27th, and that was a 7-2 win over Houston Baptist. And then coming up this weekend, on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the Aggies will start SEC play. Georgia Bulldogs will be in town. We'll play three games starting on Friday night. That game will have a first pitch at 6:35. Come back Saturday at 2:05. And then that Sunday game, you'll see some schedules saying 1:05. It's been moved now to a 12:05 first pitch. That's Sunday against Georgia. Then 1 week from tonight, the five-game homestand will come to a close with Dallas Baptist in the 6:35 game, all at Bluebell Park. So we'll see you out at the park for some Aggie baseball. I'm Dave South, and that's your Aggie Report.
Are you a business owner? Well, Suddenlink has solutions for you just like they do for your home. Let me tell you, new customers can get workplace internet and unlimited business class phone for under $100 a month. Plus, business class phone lines are available for only $29.95 each. So stop wasting time. Stop wasting money. Accelerate your business. You can do that. And as a result, now, because of Suddenlink's updated website, they have online chat that's available for you at suddenlinkbusiness.com. So why not make the wise decision? You can save up to 30% versus the phone company. You can get your email delivered on your voicemail. Remember this, you get to keep the equipment you've already purchased, and most importantly, you get to keep the phone number that you may have had for years and years. It's cost-effective, it's easy, and Suddenlink's business high-speed internet ensures faster download times and flexible service that helps you expand as you need to. Valuable convenience. Unlike DSL, you get consistently reliable internet regardless of your proximity to Suddenlink's facilities. Something for you to remember if you've been in that DSL thing. Local dedicated professionals to make sure that it's going and you keep your business going. So give Chad Cowan a call at 595-2413. It's a special number for business, 595-2413, and he'll provide you with business solutions perfect for your business at the right price. It's business phone and internet from Suddenlink.
Hi, this is Roy Bowman from Bowman Business and Tax Services. April 15th is quickly approaching. Have you filed your tax return? It's not too late to schedule an appointment with Bowman Business and Tax Services. We have been preparing an e-filing tax return since 1987 and are now a Dave Ramsey endorsed local provider. Call us today at 696-6776 and let us provide you with the assurance that your return has been professionally prepared. We guarantee fast and accurate service. Call Bowman Business and Tax Services at 696-6776.
Our immune systems are designed to attack invaders, but spare our own cells. Now, researchers have copied the molecule that gives our cells that protection. University of Pennsylvania biomolecular engineer Pia Rodriguez and her colleagues created a synthetic version of a peptide called CD47, which protects cells from being eaten by immune cells called phagocytes. Doctors could use the synthetic version like a passport to safely deliver drugs and other medical devices into the body.
We found a way to fool our immune system in order to send the right drug to the right place.
The molecules could also help treat autoimmune diseases like arthritis, in which the immune system mistakenly attacks the host body. Rodriguez says that a lack of these CD47 peptides is part of the problem, and flooding healthy tissue with the artificial version may protect it. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
WTOW News Time is 8:30. It's 45 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the Red Velvet Inn, a colorful and unique bed and breakfast in the heart of Navasota. Go to redvelvetinn.com. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Tonight is your best opportunity to catch a comet. And with clear skies in the forecast, Don Corona at the A&M Observatory says, right above the horizon, look to the southwest and the crescent moon to find the Pan-STARRS comet.
By the time the sun is far enough below the horizon to where this comet stands out, between that point and the time the comet sets, you know, you're looking at, you know, 30 minutes, 30 to 45 minutes maybe, just depending on the day. This comet is just sort of grazing our horizon, so we don't get a lot of time to view it.
Corona says this is the brightest comet we've had the opportunity to see since 1976. College Station Mayor Nancy Berry was an observer at the most recent meeting of city staff, consultants, and residents of the Welborn community,
where they had a number of architects and landscape architects that met for a day and a half with this resource team and other members of the Welborn community. And they said, okay, what are the things that you really want? You know, they learned what the city could do and couldn't do.
Berry says architects developed proposed signage intended to provide a more visible identity to what was an unincorporated town that was annexed nearly 2 years ago.
The community of Welborn loved the railroad, so they proposed entrance signs, no exit signs, but entrance signs that's on railroad ties.
Oh,
that would be, it says Welborn community.
Another idea is to develop land along Live Oak Street, parallel to Welborn Road, as a retail area. And a growing need for water in Texas is not only about consumption. That was one of the things State Representative Kyle Cassell of rural College Station learned in recent meetings with the Brazos River Authority and the House Agriculture Community.
It's all about infrastructure. And, you know, one of the points we brought up with the BRAs, we're not talking about the wastewater treatment or the disposal side. And that part of the infrastructure has some issues, too. So we've got a lot of work to do, and it is key to get this done, because if we wait any longer, the cost is going to escalate.
$2 billion is expected to be spent from the state's rainy day fund towards water projects. Cassell says the Brazos River Authority could use at least $20 million for projects in his district. In the meantime, Texas has been receiving some heavy springtime rains, and geologists warn that there is the potential for sinkholes to form in some areas, much like the one which swallowed up a man in Tampa, Florida, last week.
Though it's not common, geologist Jeff Payne says in Texas, sinkholes hundreds of feet deep are capable of forming during this time of year when heavy spring rains move through the state.
Most of the sinkholes in Texas are springtime sinkholes.
Payne says there's no predicting where a sinkhole will form, and Terry Vernon of Houston knows that for a fact, as she was sucked into a sinkhole while walking in her backyard and survived.
The only way I can explain it is like I stepped off the roof of a house, because I went down that fast and I went to my shoulders just instantly.
Joe Gomez, TSN News.
For 5 years, the Texas Attorney General's office has been investigating claims made by a Houston-based chain of tanning salons. Dark tan salons, including a College Station location, had advertised their tanning beds could increase levels of vitamin D in the body and had videos claiming that their ultraviolet light yielded a decreased risk of breast cancer.
The Food and Drug Administration has not approved tanning beds for that purpose or for companies to make those types of claims, and it's just unlawful.
Tom Kelly with the State Attorney General's office says dark tan has agreed to stop marketing the false claims. Part of the settlement includes dark tan paying almost $142,000. WTAW News Time is 8:34. It's 46 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by the Red Velvet Inn. We'll have more news today at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Whether you need a staycation, planning for fall's upcoming football season, or any special occasion you can think of, think the Red Velvet Inn. The Red Velvet Inn is not your typical average run-of-the-mill stay. This is an ultra-unique, colorful, pet-friendly bed and breakfast in the heart of downtown Navasota, just 15 minutes south of College Station and an hour north of Houston. Saturated with history, the Red Velvet Inn is a must-stay. They even donate a percentage of their profits to local dog rescues. Look them up today at redvelvetinn.com or call 979-777-5584.
You know, sometimes you only get one chance, like making that first impression, remembering your lines on opening night, or packing your first parachute.
Geronimo!
But books, music, and movies always get a second chance at half-price books. Now they're even paying cash for gaming consoles, video games and accessories, even e-readers, iPhones, iPads, and iPods. Second chances are what half-price books is all about. Sure, they have tons of great new stuff, but the treasures are the things that other folks have chosen not to pack up in trash, but to take to half-price books for cash. And for a limited time, you'll get a 10% off coupon on any purchase at half-price books when you sell the things you've already enjoyed. When I sell to half-price books, I feel I'm sharing a little piece of myself with somebody that I may never meet. And I think that's kind of neat. So sell your stuff at half-price books. On University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart and Michaels. Find out more at halfpricebooks.com. See you there.
836, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
We have high pressure in control of our weather this morning. Looks like several nice days shaping up for the region. Sunshine and turning comfortable as the day goes on. Highs will reach 70. It'll be clear tonight. Lows will be 45 to 50. We have more sun in the forecast for tomorrow. Highs near 70. Clear tomorrow night with a low anywhere from 45 to 50 degrees. Mostly sunny and breezy for Thursday. High 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620. WTAW.
So there you go. New data from the online coupon site Shop at Home finds more people putting away their tax refund checks in 2013, with many either earmarking the money for savings or using refund checks to pay debt down.
Retailers hate that.
Yeah. Other takeaways from the report: shoppers with household incomes under $35,000 per year plan to spend any refund received. Not surprising. Shoppers with a household income over $75,000 plan to invest 22% and then shop, to invest 22% will invest, 17% will shop, not a percentage of their refund. Again, $75,000, 22% of them will invest. Men and women, men are more likely than women to invest and save their refunds. See, we're controlled. We're under control. 40%
Congratulations.
Yeah, right. 40% of high school grads plan to save part of their refund. College grads, 49%, say that they'll do the same.
And that's more women than men.
Yeah.
College and high school graduates.
Yeah. 40% of high school grads plan to save part. It's like, okay, I got $900 back. I'm going to save $5. Yeah. I'll go ahead and spend the rest.
I'll be happy if we'll just get any money back. Yeah. Last year they were like, actually you need to send us $200 more.
Oh,
well, I thought, how did you screw up if you've been taking my money all year?
Well, listen
you
to
know?
You. Well, that's it. Change your number and you get it back.
If you do it right, it should come out dead level. Otherwise, you're letting the government use your money.
That's right.
Without interest.
Yes, that's true. So a new musical called Motown about the life and career of Berry Gordy began its Broadway preview run last night in New York.
That sounds pretty cool.
Music will include songs from literally all the early Motown acts: Smokey Robinson, The Miracles, Diana Ross, Supremes, Marvin Gaye, Stevie Wonder, Temptations, Michael Jackson.
Yeah, he was kind of successful.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, Berry Gordy. Yeah,
worked out okay.
More drama about the continuing changes on The View as Barbara Walters took some quality time to deny all those rumors that Elizabeth Hasselbeck is being hustled out the door in addition to Joy Behar. In her statement, Babster denied the story that Elizabeth was being bagged because of her conservative views. Her quote, "The truth is, we love Elizabeth, and we value and appreciate her point of view."
Mm-hmm. Somewhere else.
Yeah. So, kind of like Alan Combs on Fox. She helps give this show perspective and balance.
They didn't run Alan Combs off of Fox.
No. That's true. Well, no, I'm just saying that, no, they appreciate her point of view about as much as they appreciate Alan
Combs.
Gotcha.
Combs' view. Okay.
Yeah. We need a punching bag every once in a while, so we bring Elizabeth out. We have no plans for Elizabeth to leave the show. Yeah, right. We'll see. Anyway, Brooke Shields, you know, she's supposed to maybe be doing that.
I've heard that.
See how that works out. Okay, here's a shocker. The miniseries The Bible getting monster numbers on history.
Nobody would buy it.
Buy what?
When they shopped that show, nobody would take it. That's why it's on history.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I mean, they shopped it apparently everywhere as a run-up to Easter on all the networks.
Yeah.
Like, remember they used to show the Ten Commandments
before
Easter?
Oh, sure, right, yeah. Give us Barabbas. They do all those things, yeah.
And nobody bought it.
Yeah.
Nobody wanted it. So History Channel's going neener, neener.
That's right.
Neener.
Yeah, we're making money. Hey, the soaps are coming back. The debuts of the revamped 30-minute-long All My Children, One Life to Live. They'll be back April 29th, available on Hulu, Hulu Plus, and iTunes.
I can't watch those.
Oh, they're daytime dramas. They're wonderful.
I only have one life to live.
Oh, very nice. Thank you. Yeah.
The old and the hopeless.
Yeah, as your world turns. Yeah. The soap's producer, Prospect Park, says the episodes will be available free online via streaming devices connected to Hulu Plus or iTunes.
Oh, well, goody gumdrops.
Isn't that wonderful? And you ever wonder what happened to John Malkovich? Whatever happened to him?
Good question.
He was hot for a while. I mean, he really was, and then he got weird. Well, excuse me. We knew he was weird. He just got
weirder. Every actor's a little bit weird.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt, and some of them are a lot more than just a little bit. But anyway, he's going back to the small screen. He will be the famed pirate Blackbeard in an upcoming NBC summer series called Crossbones.
Interesting.
10-episode action-adventure takes place in 1715, promises to deliver the true legend of the notorious pirate.
Because they know.
I guess so.
I bet you Malkovich can pull that off pretty well.
Oh, well, yeah, he can.
That's.
Yeah, he can.
I'd like to be in
anything.
A pirate movie. That's something I would like to do.
Would you?
Yeah.
They don't have a lot of girls in pirate movies.
They don't. But still, it would be cool.
I mean, there weren't many girl pirates, were there? I mean, I have no idea.
I don't think so.
I didn't do, like, pirate history, so I wouldn't know. So here's our travel advisory for the week. Attention all visitors in Moscow, in case you happen to be visiting there, do not in any way travel in the suburb of Zenilgrad because you might get cut off by the bus driver, Alexei Volkov.
Oh.
You see, Alexei, here's what happens. Whenever an offending driver cuts him off, Alexei pretty much just rams his bus into the offending vehicle without apology. And records it all on his dashboard cam, and then he posts it up on YouTube.
So why didn't he go to jail?
Well, I don't know. Dubbed the Punisher, he takes a zero-tolerance approach to being cut off while driving his bus on Russia's roads. And in a recent interview, he claimed he had more than 100 accidents. That's about 99 more than you can have in U.S. America and keep your job. But again, it's Russia. He said, the situation is gradually improving due to my educational work. He said his passengers don't complain because none of them have ever been injured. What does his bus company think about the damage that he does to the buses? If there is no fault of mine, the management doesn't care. The bus usually gets only minor damage. If the damage is more serious, they just wait for the insurance payments and then they repair it.
That's just crazy.
It is. And again, of course, obviously a bus is going to...
There are times where I'd do it.
If you had a bus?
Yep.
Yeah, I understand. No, that's true. Romantic wedding proposal on California beach fell apart quickly thanks to Mother Nature.
Uh-oh.
Said groom-to-be caught on video dropping to one knee just before the massive wave appeared, sweeping him away. The bride-to-be also knocked down, and the pair can be seen in the clip sliding down the rocky shore at Laguna Beach. Fortunately, everybody's okay. The groom even managed to hang onto the engagement ring.
Wow.
The clip's out there, hundreds of thousands of hits on YouTube.
Nice. One of a kind.
I guess the goofy proposal. Saudi Arabia has got a problem. Not enough swordsmen for executions.
Goo. I think Saudi Arabia has several problems.
Well, they do, but this is the one they're talking about publicly. That's bad news when you're the only country in the world that still beheads criminals, leading Saudi Arabian authorities to rule that using a firing squad is now an acceptable alternative to publicly lopping off the heads of those convicted of crimes. But see, that's not nearly as fascinating, I'm sure, because you're just standing up there shooting somebody, which you can see on television. A good old-fashioned beheading, I mean, a lot of people don't get to see that. According to well, really? Have you gotten to see a real beheading?
No!
Not saying you'd want to, but just saying, you know.
I know someone who almost went to a beheading.
Kind of the deal where, you know, Saudi Arabians pick up their kids. Hey, come on, kids, getting out of school early. Let's go to the beheading.
The taxi driver was like, hey, you want to get some Pepsis and go watch this guy get beheaded? And they were like, sure. And then they were like, no, of course I don't want to go. What am I thinking?
Again, they're different over there.
I went to a hockey game and a beheading broke out?
That's right. According to the government report, a few swordsmen officially authorized, there are just a few, who are authorized to behead criminals, and they're so busy traveling between executions, they tended to arrive late. Well, that's not very nice, is it? The kingdom executed around 75 people last year and has executed 15 so far this year. I mean, waiting because the executioner doesn't get there is cruel, unusual punishment, right? Okay, we're going to do this at 6:45. Oh, he's a little late. Well,
just kidding.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to go back over here. We're going to sit down and have a cigarette, and we'll wait for the executioner to show up. And you, guy down on your knees, you can just wait. You know, we'll let you know when he gets here, because after all, you're not going anyplace.
Hello, Joe Orsak at Marble Craft. If you're in need of a new shower or bathtub surround, and you'd like to eliminate those hard-to-clean grout lines and have a surface that is beautiful, durable, and will last a lifetime, let Marble Craft provide you with the solid granite, natural marble, or travertine wall panels. We can also provide you with the matching tub deck and vanity tops. For over 12 years, Marble Craft has enjoyed the privilege of serving thousands of homeowners in the Brazos Valley. Let us help you make your home the house you've always wanted it to be. Call us today at 846-3881 or visit our showroom at 702 West Carson in Bryan.
Visit Batteries Plus in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman and save $10 on select lawn and garden batteries now through May 31st after rebate. Batteries Plus. Get what you need.
Get slam dunk savings at Allen Honda during the March Sales Event Madness. Take advantage of 0.9% for up to 36 months on the 2013 Accord, Civic, Ridgeline, and CRV. Or get 0.9% for up to 60 months on the Odyssey, Pilot, Cross Tour, and Fit. Allen Honda has a great selection of inventory during the March Sales Event Madness. So hurry in now to Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
Providing home health services and hospice care with comfort and compassion. Family Home Health and Hospice, Joint Commission accredited and a Medicare certified provider. We're locally owned and our team has years of experience so we can provide a smooth transition from curative to comfort care. While remaining in your own home, Family Home Health and Hospice, serving the Brazos Valley and surrounding area. Call 979-846-3705. Online at familyhh.com. Let our family care for yours because no one cares like family.
847, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Well, Florida woman in Volusia County has been arrested after deputies said she left her two young children in the car amid freezing temperatures while she went inside the bar to have a drink. Sharon Skaggs. She'd been charged with two counts of child neglect. A deputy was driving by the Shots Sports Bar and Grill.
Oh.
Noticed a crowd gathering in the parking lot. The intoxicated Skaggs had ask other patrons to help her get home. Once outside, the crowd saw the two little girls, aged 1 and 4, sit in the back seat of her SUV. Deputy said that the temperature outside, approximately 30 degrees.
Oh,
and
nice.
Heater wasn't on, so, yeah, good for her.
She's golly. Good.
Doing really, really well. A Gainesville, Florida man, while we're doing Florida stuff, arrested in connection with a robbery at knife point at a convenience store. David Michael Shepard, we know all three names, that means you did something wrong, was charged. The arrest report states that Shepard's mama had shown surveillance photos and told police, was shown surveillance photos and told police that, in fact, yep, that's my boy. So there you go. Mama turned him in. Way to go, mama. Gotta love that. It's a 14-year-old. Here's the story of a 14-year-old student from New York City featured in a photo exhibit at the United Nations for more than a two-hour commute to school. This is a U.S. American
wow.
kid.
Wow.
Yep. Santiago Munoz, who lives in Far Rockaway Housing Project in Queens, gets up at 5 to take a bus to the subway to get to Bronx High School of Science every morning. The trip to the Bronx High School, one of the best in the country, takes him between 2 hours and 20 minutes and 2 hours and 40 minutes, depending on how transit's running. He
wow.
says, the trip I do every day to get to school that everybody should be willing to do to get a good education. When I was in Europe a while back, kids in the middle of nowhere, I mean, people in the middle of nowhere biking to school in the morning. And again, it was in Holland. It was kind of cold. And they're riding bikes to school, like 7, 8, 9 miles, riding bikes to go to school. Yeah. And again, he said, I want to get a good education. Munoz's journey being featured in a photo exhibit called Journeys to School, sponsored in part by an international transit company. The exhibit highlights the hardships that children face in getting to school. Other students that were featured in the exhibit, a Brazilian kid who rides a donkey to school, and a girl in Kenya who walks 2 hours to get to class. And again, we just need to make sure our little snowflakes don't have to walk any farther than out to the bus, right? So, be fine. All right, you knew this had to happen. This Harlem Shake thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's making money, right?
Sure it is.
All right. So, New York Times reports a former reggaeton artist. Is that what they're called?
Reggaeton.
Okay.
Reggaeton.
Sure. Reggaeton. Hector Delgado and a guy named Jason Musin, who is a rapper from Philadelphia, have lawyered up against Mr. Harlem Shake. You see, Hector's voice, you hear, that's the Spanish at the beginning of the track.
Okay.
And Jason says he's the guy who's yelling out, do the Harlem Shake.
And they didn't get paid.
Right, exactly. Both artists claim that Bauer, I think that's how you pronounce his name, never got their permission to use those samples on his single. His label is in a tiny independent called Mad Decent Records, and they put out Harlem Shake last year, way before it became a YouTube sensation. So obviously, now that there's a money trail, they want to be. What is that?
Not me.
What are you doing?
Me?
You.
Switching back and forth to see if I'm supposed to be on peace yet, because he's not texting me.
Oh, I got you, because, you know, high-definition radio, we can hear that.
Oh, the clicking?
Yeah.
Well, at least you can't hear the flash of the radio.
That's true. That's what anyway, that was very, yeah, very interesting. I didn't know what you were doing there. It sounded like Tom Turbyville hitting the space bar in his
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes. They're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, March 16th, learn about raising poultry at home. Whether it's producing eggs or meat, a home flock can be both rewarding and fun. Learn how to successfully manage the flock this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Ms. Pelge, I want to place an ad for a new employee.
Now, here's all you have to do. Click here. Mm-hmm. Click here.
Yep.
Now pick the location.
Now what?
Get ready for the phone to ring.
Well, you are good.
It's not me. It's AggieLandHelpWanted.com. With their resume access option, it's easy to zero in on that perfect employee.
Boy.
By the way, what position are you looking to fill?
Yours. Does that mean?
Funny, they just found me a much better job than this one. Friday will be my last day.
That's fair.
Thank you, AggieLandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Lunch doesn't have to be boring, and it doesn't have to be the same boring lunch day after day. At Subway restaurants, you can enjoy many of your favorite sandwiches as a featured fresh value meal for $5.50. A different regular 6-inch sandwich is featured every day as a fresh value meal with chips and a 21-ounce drink. Choosing lunch just got easier. Start your week off right with a turkey breast and Black Forest ham sandwich on Monday. On Tuesday, enjoy oven-roasted chicken. Alleviate those midweek blues with turkey breast on Wednesday. Treat yourself on Thursday to a spicy Italian. End the work week with a cold cut combo on Friday. The weekends are even better with Black Forest ham on Saturday and sweet onion chicken teriyaki on Sunday. It's our $5.50 fresh value meal of the day. Get a featured 6-inch sandwich, chips, and a 21-ounce drink for only $5.50. Head to your nearest Subway restaurant and see what's on the menu today. Valid at participating locations, excludes premium subs, additional charge for extras, limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Subway, eat fresh.
WC Tractor in New Holland have some great deals for you on our tractors.
We have financing at 0% for 72 months. That's 0% for 72 months for qualified buyers. Or you can get cash back on the Boomer 20 to 50 horsepower compact tractors, as well as the Workmaster 45 to 75 horsepower utility tractors. This offer also includes the industry-leading New Holland PowerStar T475 ropes and cab tractors. Stop by WC Tractor in Brenham, Bryan, Navasota, or Sealy to see for yourself.
5 till News Talk 1620, about 6 till News Talk 1620, WTAW. Okay, most of us have our side view mirrors on the outside of our car adjusted so we can see just a bit of your own car in them, right?
No, that's not the way you're supposed to do it.
I know, you're right. That's exactly right. That's what we're here to talk about.
Aha!
Ah, yes, but all that does is add a blind spot. Automotive specialist Dave Vitalis explains how to set them. While in the driver's seat, don't do this while driving. Just sit still. Sit still. Okay, while in the driver's seat, lean all the way to the left until your head almost touches the window. Then adjust your mirror so you can see just a sliver of your own car in it. When you sit in the normal driving position, that gives you a full view of the lane next to you. And that's typically your blind spot. Over on the passenger side, you'll want to do the same thing. Lean forward to the center of the of your interior and then adjust the mirror so you see just a sliver of your car, and that lets you see about three-fourths of the blind spot. Here's the problem. They are basically assuming that you have remote control mirrors.
Yeah, no kidding.
Because, you know,
unless you have very long arms.
One on the left, that's okay. But the one on the right, you're going to have to get out, slam the door, run over, fix that. Up, that's not quite right. Come back around, do it again.
Or have somebody in there with you.
Kind of a pain in the butt. But anyway, we'll see. Hey, don't fall for the reduced fat trick if you're watching your weight, especially where peanut butter is concerned. While reduced or fat-free peanut butter might sound like a great option, you'll be spreading on a host of the worst offenders that you could have out there, including
really?
Worse than fat. Yep. When manufacturers...
Worse than fat?
Fat. Oh, that's right. Yeah, I could have done that. When okay. All right. You challenge me, then I'll do that. Okay. When manufacturers remove or reduce the...
Fat!
Thank you. That was really smooth.
It was.
Yeah. When manufacturers remove or reduce the...
Fat!
Yep, they're forced to replace it with cornstarch and sugar in order to keep the peanut butter spreadable. Check the label. Diet peanut butter may have as many, if not more, calories and refined carbs and sugar. Well, that's not very good, is it?
It's kind of counterproductive.
Did we know that? No, not at all. So... there you go. Just something for you to think about. Do you remember the little baby on board things?
Yes.
Okay. Little 5-inch yellow caution signs, all the rage in the 1980s. Put them in the back window of cars that were carrying kids across the U.S.
As if you'd drive more carefully or less carefully because someone didn't have the sign or did have it.
There is new evidence suggesting those might have actually worked.
Get
really?
Out.
Study published by the Accident Analysis and Prevention Company. Male and female drivers were asked to look at some photos before participating in a simulated driving test. The images included some random objects, a patrolling policeman, a smiling baby. After the driving test, participants were scored for safety, and the baby group won.
Really?
Took fewer risks, exercised more caution, regardless of gender, age, or driving experience. The drivers who
wow.
looked at the cop scored the same as a random object group. So if you're wondering what inspired the first baby on board sign, by the way, it was not the death of an infant, contrary to the urban legend. According to Snopes, Michael Lerner founded the kid-friendly Safety First company in 1984 in order to produce the signs here, which were becoming a sticker sensation in Europe. So
huh. No kidding.
That's
see,
right.
At the same time, though, I don't think anybody cares about the signs that say two prize-winning Shih Tzus in this car or whatever.
No, you're right. That's you scared me there for a second, but yeah, you're exactly right. That's I would agree.
Or have you seen those signs?
Yeah,
that's not what he thought you were going to say,
yeah,
though.
Yeah.
Or no, or Scott, my, you know me better
yeah,
than that.
Or my dachshund smarter than your honor student?
Yeah,
right,
I've seen those too.
Yeah, those, yeah, those same thing. But no, don't know about that. Anyhow, tomorrow didn't have time for it today. Tomorrow, a list of things to keep your brain sharp. List of things to keep your brain sharp.
Doing a show with Kat.
Yeah. Aww. Cataloging your baby's firsts. This is an important one for you. Here's a new app From WebMD, the health information site, they have launched the WebMD pregnancy site. It's the app. It's free. Mothers can keep track of their journey. The app offers physician-reviewed pregnancy information and customizable features that change week by week for each user based on her due date.
That's cool.
Interactive, personalized tools, including symptom trackers, appointment reminders, the shareable baby belly sides slideshow, and a contraction timer. Okay, when they're getting close, I don't think you have time to go find the app, you know what I'm saying? And timing the contraction would be kind of
breaking your phone.
There you go. Yeah, on this date in 1876, Alexander Graham Bell successfully spoke the first words on a telephone by calling his assistant. What was that, Watson, come here, I need you?
Yes.
Something
like that. Because he dropped acid on himself or something.
Is that, is Don Amici said it. I don't know if he really did.